not sure. But your daf, your basis today is daf. So, okay, the last thing we learned was we brought a raya from Seder Eilam that there was 1 year to fill in the 70 years, which makes it clear that we had actually made a mistake because there were, must have been shanim muvlaot between the years, otherwise that doesn't make any sense. And that Lamaisa, the whole Cheshbon, therefore includes those type of years, which explains why it was that even though there were only 11 additional years that were left to get from Melot LeBavel to Korvat Yerushalayim, it actually took a little bit extra till after the 14th year of the reign of Ahasuerus to bring us to the time of the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. And that brings us to the contradiction. One hand it says Melot LeBavel, on the other hand it says Korvat Yerushalayim. We explained that there was a Pekida, and that begins today's Gemara. The Pekida was through Koresh Melach Bavel, but even though he was Pokeid, he didn't really complete the deal, and it took all these extra years, basically, of Ahasuerus to get the additional 11 years, and that was the explanation of what was happening until Dariovish II. So the... Yeah, it's an act of care. The Rambam said it's the same as Pikadon, something that you have to care about and that you have to keep your mind. So the Hainu Dektiv Ko Amar Koresh Melaparas Ko Mamlechot Aretz Atanu Hashem Lekashamayim V'Hu Pakad Alai Livnot Lo Bayit Yerushalayim. And this is where we were up to yesterday, one line above the beginning of the wider line. Donash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista May Dektiv Ko Amar Hashem Limshicho LeKoresh Asher Hezakti B'Yemino. So says the Lord to Koresh, his Messiah, seems to be saying, that I held his hand. So it says the Gemara, what is that supposed to mean? The Koresh Mashiach Haya. Why are we calling Koresh the Messiah? Even the simple meaning of Mashiach means he's Mashiach B'Shemen HaMishka. I mean, we don't pay attention down to Mashiach. There wasn't any Shemen HaMishka that had been used for Koresh. In what case, what sense do we call him the Mashiach? Elo Omar Le'akadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach. This is meant to be read as Ko Amar Hashem Limishicho, comma. About that guy Koresh, and no good thing Kasher exact to be, you know, and so on. Ani Amati, who Yivne Teri, Vitbeti, Vikabitsky, Giliotai. He was the guy that was supposed to go and get involved in this process, build Yerushalayim, build the Beit HaMikdash, gather the people together. What does the no good thing do? He gives out this proclamation in which he says, any of you guys who want to go up are welcome to go. Thanks a lot. Who's going to go? And so we ended up with nothing. Rashi points out a beautiful thing that the drasha sounds a little bit far-fetched, because if you take a look at the pasuk, it's clear that Limishicho is not referring to the Koresh, because you have an impossible ta'am in the pasuk. The pasuk goes zarka, zarka, instead of now the segol, which every other zarka in the entire Tanakh completes with a segol, instead you have a tavir, which breaks the connection between the Mishicho and Koresh. I mean, that this is the partial meaning of the pasuk. Koresh, woohoo, steaming. So it's a whole different reading. Chel parasu madai. Let's get back now to the Megillah.
But how could he have done it since that was supposed to be 70 years and he was only 51?
Right. He was 70 years.
Koresh was.
Yes, he was. It was exactly 70 years from the... That's what we said. Oshana Acheret, the Bavel was the... We had two Cheshbonot. The first...
The 70 of the first...
The first... from Malchut Bavel for the Pekida B'Yamo, we said. Okay.
Could have been 70.
Yeah, I mean, look, it works out in the end. It doesn't mean we can't blame you for being the agent. Now, in the end, it says the Malchei Madai Uparas. Which one is it? Is it Paras or Madai? Is it Madai Uparas? Megillah seems to be a bit confused on this part. Omar Rava, actually, they had an agreement between Paras and Madai, which enabled them to share power. And the way that they shared power was they said, look, Iminan Malchei Minachu Iparchi, and Iminachu Malchei Minan Iparchi. And what we're going to do is we're going to alternate the king and the prime minister. So each of their Therefore, we find sometimes, indeed, it's Madai Uparas, and sometimes it's Paras Umadai. Maharoto, Osha Kvod Malchuto, Amr Yossi, Amr Berchadina. This teaches us, Osha Kvod Malchuto, that Shalavash Bigdei Kuhuna, that the Achashverosh took out the begotten of the Kohen Gadol, Tivacha Yikar Tiferet Gedulato, and in the parsha of the Bigdei Kuhuna, it says, Lechavod Ulatiferet. We know that Yikar is Lashon Kavod. So it's as if it said, Kavod Tiferet, over here in the Megillah, which shows that he must have brought with him the big day Kohen Gadol from Yerushalayim. Uvimlot hayamim ha'ele. So Rav Shmuel, very strange situation over here, which you make a 180-day party for people all over the world, and then you got 3 days for the locals to come on in. How does that work? How do the locals feel about that exactly? So Rav and Shmuel argue about this, which is fascinating, that even the ambivalence of the Megillah continues through every last element. Was this dumb or was this brilliant? You won't think about what they were saying about each other then. Huh? So Rav and Shmuel, with each one was arguing. One man, the Omer, says he's a Melech Pikeach, and one says he was a fool, Melech Tipesha. He has a man, the Omer, Melech Pikeach, a Shapiro, but this makes a great deal of sense. Because, look, first, you have to be Makarev the people that are rachok, because you've got a very tenuous hold on them. So the first thing you have to do is you got to bring the country together. You bring them up from the far-flung provinces, because they can very easily be detached at the beginning of the Malucha, and they're not yet interconnected. And when it comes to the people nearby, the B'nai Maitaya, the first people that are living around your own city, the Girsa the Bach is Mikiv Kaifle, anyway, they're basically under your thumb, and therefore, Kolema the Boilum, whenever you get around to doing what you got to do for the locals, you can buy yourself some extra time. But people that are far away, you've got to take care of immediately. Whereas the man Diomer, that he was a fool to do that, he should have at least consolidated his hold on power locally. Because if there would in fact have been a rebellion in the provinces, at least he would have had a core that would be loyal to him, and that's more important. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, more ambivalent. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "Mipnei manit chayvus soneim shel Yisrael shebotu ador kliya?" Why is it that the euphemistically, we don't want to say Yisrael was chayev, we would say the enemies of Yisrael, meaning Yisrael, were chayev to be destroyed? And that was this whole gezerah that they needed to do the shuva. Omar lahem, so he told his Talmidim, "Imru atem, why don't you tell me?" Omru lo, so they said, "Well, we think it's because Rabbi Shenehenu misu dator shel Torah sham." They went ahead, they partook of the Sa'uda with everything that was there, and the whole commitment to him, and the Ayin Netzach, Stam Yenam, and so on. So Omar Lehem, he said to them, if that's the case, the only ones that were invited were the locals. I mean, outside of the locals, you only had officials, government officials, from the other 180 days from around the world, that therefore there shouldn't have been a Chiyuv on Jews around the world. So they said to him, okay, so Morata, so you tell Amalan, well, now that you're ready to listen, it's because way back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, when they set up that immense vision of global Babel, which was represented by this vast statue, Atlas Shrugged, they called it or something, and they called together everybody was b'chuyev to bow down to this thing. But Tosis explains, not here, but Tosis explains that it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah, because it was a symbol of governmental power, not really of a religious ideal. But nonetheless, they shouldn't have been mishtachev to it. So they said to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Omru lo v'chi masu panim yesh b'davar. I mean, if they did something like that, so Mamonavshach, if they were chayev, so then they really should have been chayev. I mean, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them off? Amar lahem, well, I mean, heim lo asu ela lefanim. I mean, they were only playing around, right? They didn't believe in what they were doing. So God was playing around also. Okay, how about we wipe you out today, huh? Okay, start the bombing. Oh, okay, just kidding. The old Reagan shit. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo asa imayim ela lefanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wanted to get them a bit nervous, and they did tshuva. That's why, in fact, what's it says in Eicha, that ki lo inam mi libo, he wasn't really serious about rushing them, but you do what you got to do. Bechatzar gina hatpitan amelech. Now, what is this? It can't be a chotzer and a gan and a bayit, right? I mean, either a chotzer or a gan or a bayit. What is a chotzer gina hatpitan amelech? So again, Rav and Shmuel argue about what this means. Chad amar haroi lechatzer lechatzer, haroi legina legina, haroi leveitan leveitan. I mean, look, I mean, obviously, you have the upper echelons. They're the ones that they get all the way into the house. You got the people that are basically just the supporting diplomats and so on. They stay out there in the garden. You have some people that come into the chutzah. I mean, it's very complex. All of these subtle diplomatic niceties. The way it started was, basically, you bring people in. Take him into the chutzah. We don't open up the White House right away. This is a, you know, cocktail party outside in the chutzah. Yeah. Well, they know that's the next step was the Rose Garden. The Loyev Zikata. Then the Gina. Then they brought him into the Rose Garden. It's too Loyev Zikata. The crowds kept coming. Then they had to open up the full grounds for them, the house, and then made it run the same thing. Bimat Nita Tana. In the bright, it says, Roshivan Bechatzer Opatachlam Shnei Ptachim. Echad Legina Vechad Lebitan. It means that the Chatzer was open to the gardens for people who wanted to be Matayel and open into the ballroom. Chur Karpasu Techelet. What is Chur? Rav Amar Chur means holes. Chori Chori implies it was embroidered. Needlework. Something that you kept putting your needle through. Veshmuel Amar Milat Levanat Lashon Chiver. Chiver means very white. So Milat Levanat Yitzielem was beautiful white linens that were actually Milat, is according to most, means wool. So with spread out wool. Some have, some always use Milat as meshi, but that's later in Mefarshim. It seemed that the original meaning Milat is wool, fine wool. Karpas, what is that? Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Karpas is shortened form for Karim Shel Pasim. So it means that you have now whatever Ktonet Pasim meant. Of course, they have as many Machlokas and over there exactly what are Pasim means. I mean, it's a fine wool. So Karim Shel Pasim, they had also the pillows that they had on the chairs and so on were made out of very fine Pasim. Al Galile Kesev V'Amudei Shesh Mitot Zahav V'Kesev. Now, either they're gold or they're silver. What are they? Tani Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there's both. There were golden couches and there were silver couches, and it depends how important you were. That's how you were couched. So Aroyal Kesev L'Kesev, Aroyal Zahav L'Zahav. Amala Rabbi Nechemin, it's impossible, because then what you're doing is the opposite of what he's trying to do. Remember, the whole thrust of what Ahasuerus was working on was to achieve a sense of populism and homogeneity, which is all part of democracy. And you know, everybody's the same. It's all, makes no difference. You're going to put some people on that. I mean, that violates the whole idea of the populace that this man is becoming. How can he do that? So the Incain says, that would be the worst possible thing. Is that people jealous of the way somebody else was treated? Must be that the body of the bed was made out of kesev. And just as a little additional, adornment, but it's a conspicuous consumption. The raglayim shel zahav. And what exactly is this spot? Bahat v'sheish. What's bahat? Om Rabasi, well, we could read that bahat, because I mean, chet is often interchanged with hay. In which case, it would mean very expensive stones that were put in mosaics on the floor. Avanim shemitchotetot ba'aleihin. Shemitchotetot means you got to go there and you got to dig for them, or it means you got to dig in your pockets really deep, or it means it really digs into you when you see it. So I dig that. Same lashon we use in English. Different ways of understanding mitchotetot. V'chein huomer, we find the same sense of the way that people are affected by stones like that, that shine out at them. Ki avnei nezer mitnosesot al admato. So the mitnosesot, again, is talking about something that catches your attention, pulls you in, but it could be read as nisyonot. So it takes you an awful lot of work to be able to get to them. The dar v'socharet. What exactly is dar v'socharet? Rav Amar, dar is a lashon of shura. Dori, dori would mean if you've got rows and rows, the way we make pearls. You have layers and layers of pearls, would be dar, shurot. Shmuel says, no, there's an actual stone that is called the dar stone, and it's an even that shines, and it's an even tova yesh bekarchei hayam v'dara shema, oshiva b'emtza se'uda, u'me'ira lahem ketzorayim. So he put this thing in for artificial lighting at the middle of the Suda, and it lit them up like the middle of the afternoon. Little did he know that they all died of radiation poisoning not long afterwards. Devei Rebbe Yishmol Tana, Shikora Dror, the Chol Ba'aleis Chora Dari Dari, is one of his favorite things, Kashverosh. He's always playing games with the taxes. Right, so we have that he was Vayosem Mas, and then we have the Hanachal Medinot Asa, and for the holiday of Esther, and here also he celebrated his ascension to power with a tax break, which has become part of the party's platform until today. Everybody's always going Dari Dari, so they call Dari, they call freedom L'chol Ba'aleis Chora, and they leave you off your VAT or something, just as a sign of you want to vote for me. V'ashkot Bechlei Zahav. Why in the world would it say shonim, which has the meaning of doubling, instead of mishunim, which has of various types? I mean, isn't the simple meaning of the pasuk that he was bringing all types of wild things? Therefore, Amar Rava, no, this is a reference to the fact that he did the same thing that Baal Shatzar did, thinking that he didn't make any mistake. Yatzta batko v'amralahem, you idiot. Rishonim kalu mipnei kelim. A little play on words. So the first generations before you were wiped out because they played with these things. Vatem shonim bam, you're trying this out again? We've got all kinds of little plans for you. V'yin malchut rav. What is rav exactly? The simple meaning, I mean, rav is a lashon of rov, more than what? I mean, you wanted to say harbe, but not rav. So rav, of all people, says that the meaning of rav is malam b'shekol echad v'achad ishko yayin shegadol emenu b'shanim. The idea over here was that everybody got a wine that was older than he was, which is brilliant. The truth is, it represents the whole idea of the Megillah, as we'll see. But the point is, when you do that, what you're saying is that the world was ready for you. So that if everything now, you are born into this wine, it's as if this wine was made for you. And that's true, basically, about every human being. They're born into a world which was made precisely for them, and that particular system, with everything that they carry. This becomes a central idea of the Megillah and of Esther overall. What's kadat mean? I mean, well, like, what is that? Whose etiquette book exactly are we referring to when it says kadat? It didn't tell us what they were talking about. You know, the British ideas. Who was that lady that published all the Emily Post? I mean, is that the dat? Omer of Chanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. No, it's a reference to kadat shel Torah. The way that if you analyze the minig in the Torah of the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked that the mizbeach be treated, so the mizbeach eats, so the mizbeach drinks, so you can derive from that a whole etiquette. So just like in the Torah, achila meruba mishtiyah, we said the stress in the mizbeach is a stress on eating. Now, there's a little bit of drinking, but there's much more eating than drinking. So even though over here this is called a mishteh, which you would mistakenly think that a party is all drinks, and that it's just like a couple of hors d'oeuvres here and there, but that basically it was just getting everybody drunk. No. Adirah, but the shtiyah was kitat, and this was a fancy inaugural ball, and definitely was not just a cocktail part. Avsu datoshlo torasha chilam ruba mishtiya. And when it says ein ones, that implies nobody was forced. What did we think? We had people going down there, forcing open their mouths and pouring in wine. I mean, well, obviously ein ones. Omer Rabbi Elazar malam ichekol echad v'echad ishkahu miyein medinato. If you have somebody that is used to a good single malt and you force him to drink Irish, force because there's nothing else. That's an onus. So what am I going to do? Not drink. So I have to drink Irish when I'm looking for scotch, or vice versa. So everybody was given the option of where he comes from. This is what you're used to. We got that for you also.
So the Jews were able to drink kosher wine.
It says that's why Mordechai was pouring the wine at the Suda. Yes, he was going around. But and by the way, they talk about it, that the Jews believe that they could still get away with it because they can also have the glatt kosher Suda of Akashverosh. That's exactly was the point over here. Malamed, it was because that they were mishtati to Sudator Shalotor Hashah. You know, even though, of course, it was glatt and all the wine was the there was no problem.
Well,
no.
It was a double wrap. Emily Post was born in Baltimore, Maryland.
And then when it says La Sot Kretzon, Ish Va'ish, what's the Ish Va'ish? You want to do La Sot Kretzon Kulam? But what's Ish Va'ish? Says Rava, well, there were two people that were called Ishim in the Megillah, and they were Mordechai and Haman. Because it says Ish Yehudi, and by Haman it says Ish Tzar Va'oyev. And this teaches us that Mordechai and Haman were the two guys that were in charge of the drinks. They were in charge of the drinks. So Lazar Gerson Ish Va'ish, they had, of course, different plans, but Akashverosh figured he could get everybody.
Is this the source for Shaloya Dog? You can't tell who's certain.
No, it's not the source, but it all is part of the same ambivalence that runs through.
What if I told him not to go, so what is he doing?
He was doing the Hashgacha, like Mendel says. Once they're there.
He told him not to go.
Yeah.
I thought
he was Mashgiach on the Sudan. Nobody was going to get overly wild with Mordechai there. It's like having the Mashgiach. Mashgiach. That's why they call him Mashgiach.
Just because you're in the government.
Once you're there, he tried his best. Huh? Besides that, I mean, he was an important guy. Now, when it says Gam Vashti Amalka Stam Mishten Nashim Beit HaMalchut, what do you mean Beit HaMalchut? I thought the whole point is when it's a Gam that the women are a little bit sanua and they make the party in the Beit HaNashim. They don't make the party in the Beit HaMalchut. I mean, that's like very exposed. Oh, Marava, no, that's the point. It was in the Beit HaMalchut, Shnehem Ledvara Vera Nikavnu. Well, you think that Vashti wasn't into this? She was also, basically, she had the whole idea that at the ball, she's going to appear naked. That was her idea, wasn't it? Like, the point is that this was going to be the brand new, this was the Jacqueline Kennedy. This was now the whole breakaway from the control concept.
And a new society,
a new capital, Shoshana Bira, with new, absolutely, with a new system of morality in which life is going to be open and easy and everybody's invited into the palace and it's all popular and pretty girls and they're all there. And that's Haggad Amrinch, that's why people say Iu Bakari. He may be playing with the pumpkins, but Itate Bibutsini, you can be sure his wife is playing with the squashes at the same time. So if he's into the pumpkins, she's into the squashes. They were both bechavin to Dvaravera.
Swingers,
exactly. So the idea, which is why, I mean, obviously, if you think about it, Achashverosh couldn't possibly have made himself that vulnerable to invite Vashti to the Suda and put himself in a position in which he could have been destroyed by this. It must have been pre-planned. There's no other way to understand it. Right? That would be like Kennedy calling Jacqueline in with, you know, like,
It
was horrible. I mean, he's sitting there. Can you imagine at the inauguration, he's giving his speech, and she comes over and grabs the mic and says, "He beats me every night." I mean, that's what she did to him. It was horrific. Right there this was like the height, which the whole world is listening. All the networks are there. And she comes, I mean, this is not a disaster. You'd think that this thing wasn't initially planned, that it was supposed to be completely different. So, by Yom HaShavi, Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayai. So on the seventh day, we don't see from here. You see from me.
So we're assuming that he's not that big an idiot.
Well, nobody's that big an idiot. Rav Shimon Shkop always pointed out. Talmidim asked him. There's this business of we go through pages of Gemara trying to figure out what the guy's migo would have been that he could have tied at X, Y, and Z in court, and therefore we believe him for saying this. I mean, we spend weeks figuring out what the migo is. This idiot, he had all this in mind that I could have said this and that. Listen, when a guy's got an advantage, believe me, he knows exactly what it is he's got to say. That's not a problem. Everybody figures out what to do. So, Bayom HaShavi, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. So, what does this mean? It couldn't have taken him 7 days to get high. I mean, come on. Ad Hashtalot Tav Libe Bechamra. It's only on the seventh day that he was feeling good about himself, and until now wasn't. Omar Ravina. The point over here is the Yom HaShvi is a reference to Yom HaShvi of Shabbos. That's the thing. So Yom HaShvi is Shabbos. And the Pasuk is coming to contrast the Tov Lev HaMelech B'Yayin with the way that Yisroel respond to wine. These two completely different worlds of wine, women, and song that Yisroel were ochling. By the way, why doesn't it mention the music? Why doesn't it mention the music? My cousin told me once, a beautiful part, I don't know where he put it from, but that's why it says Ein Ones. Music, you can't show. If you don't like the Beatles and they're playing the Beatles, what are you supposed to do? Wear earplugs?
There was no music.
How did he do that? We were going in a bus once. It was like over 40 years ago, driving. It was the middle of Sphera. And the bus driver has got the radio going. This bothered him. He's a brisker. So he goes over to the bus driver. And he asks the bus driver, Tagig, Ezish Shir, Sharu Basuda Shalabashir. There's a musica. I'm speaking of musica. Loyasha musica. Nahon? Lama Loyasha musica. That movie? Ain't no nice. The guy turned off the radio. It was very cute. Nowadays, you understand? So it was Yom HaShabbos. Yisrael ochlin v'shosi. So, okay, what do Yisrael do? Yom HaShabbos, they drink, they take out the schnapps, they take out the wine. What do? They say, start saying over Divrei Torah, Divrei Tishbochais, Avalov Dekachovim, they're ochlin v'shosi. Ein matchidein, ela b'divrei tiflos. Obviously, the first thing they start talking about is dirty jokes again. So, v'chein b'sudato shalotah ha-rasha. Exactly what happened by Yom HaShvi, to contrast the Yom HaShvi. So, what they start talking about which girls are prettier. So Alalo Amri Madiot. Now, so anybody from Madai says you can't compete with the Madai girl. The Parsiim say, what are you crazy? Put a Madai eat next to a Parsiit. Well, it's like a Polania. Parsiot, no. Omar Leam Achashverosh. Listen, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Klisha Nimishtamish Bo in Oloma Daivalo Parsi Elakazi. I've got like the best bunny of all. And she's just a kli. She's my little toy. And she's kasti. Would you like to see her? Ritzon chem lirota. Absolutely, but only if she's stark naked. How do we know that she's really beautiful and not just made up? I mean, somebody's got a lot of money. He can turn any piece of junk into something pretty. So we want her without anything on her. And why did this happen? Now, Vashti was a weirdo. So, Malamit Shaita Vashti Rasha'a Meviya Benot Yisrael Mafshitan Arumot Vosa Ben Melacha B'Shabbat. Why is this Yom HaShvi'i? So, she basically had this little penchant for stripping the Jewish girls and getting them to work on Shabbat for her. Real sense of control. And in the Targum, it says that she used to make them work with Pishtan, which really hurts the naked skin. And that this was her thing. So, beautiful Mida Keneged Mida. She should be called and be killed for not showing up Aruman Yom HaShabbat. I know the Chiv, and that's why this actually all added up in the end, even to Achashverosh, because it says Acharad Vorim Aila Kishoch Hamchamat Amelach Achashverosh Zacharet Vashti VeEta Asher Asata VeEta Shenigzer Aleh. So he realized that this is a Midah Keneged Midah, that Kishem Shasata Kach Nigzer Aleh, that there was, it was just an amazing poetic justice that this had been done to her, and that it ties in to what she had done before. Vatimaena Malkava. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, Mifti, Pritztahavi. I mean, she wanted this. Isn't this the whole idea? That she wanted this. Yomamar, Shnehem Ledvara Vera Nitkavnu. This is what they wanted in the first place. You still don't see it? No, David. This is what she wanted in the first one. In other words, pretty dumb question, no? What do you mean? So she's a pritzuta, so therefore she should want to appear naked in the suda? That's a kasha. We need to answer that. It means that this was their whole drive. They were trying to release all boundaries of morality so that they could have a whole new way of living. That's what democracy and sexual freedom always go hand in hand. This is what he was trying to do. It was a populism. It was getting away from the Malthus. It was the end of the Victorian age. It was the time for freedom, and they planned this out. She was coming from the Victorians. She was the last remnant of Malchus Bava. And she was the only really legitimacy that he had in his claim to the throne, as he was married at least to the royal family. He needed her. That was the whole point. This wasn't a small thing. He needed her to go along with the fact that the old days are finished and that the new world has begun. That was the idea. So the Gemara is saying, if that's the case, how could she possibly refuse them? I mean, obviously this was the plan. So my time, Aloha, sorry, why didn't she show up? Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Malamit Sheparcha Batzarat. There's only one explanation. Something took away her sexual ardor. Nothing else explains it. In other words, if it wouldn't be that she felt disgusted with her body, she would have done it. So it must be, I don't know what happened. Maybe she broke out in horrible psoriasis or something. But the point is that she didn't feel it anymore. She didn't desire it anymore. Whereas the bride said, "Bar Gavriel v'asala zanav." Gavriel came along and made her a tell. Now, of course, I mean, Mefarshim explained that this is central to the whole story. Again, I mean, Mefarshim don't explain it, but I explain. But Mefarshim explained that this relates back to the original tell, because the Man Yomer who holds that the creation of woman, the tzela, was the equivalent of a tell, and there's an extra growth on Adam. So this is to put her back into the original mode of relationship of Ish ve'Isha. And that, if you take a look, the whole Megillah is basically about the relationship of men and women. It's about women's rights, about women's freedom. What is the place of women? What's the place of tzviut, and so on. So making a zanav in the beginning is a real slap in the face to her. Ve'iktzov ha-melach ma'od ve'chamata ba'arobo. I mean, he was going crazy. Amai dalka be'kulei. I mean, I understand that he would have been pretty busted up. But what's he angry so much about? I mean, it's a different thing to be burning up. I understand he felt completely embarrassed. He felt that everything had been turned on its head. But she must have done something to get him absolutely furious. Omar Rava, she did. Shokhale, she sent him a little note, which was read out on the network. Bar Ahiruria de Abba. Well, Abba's little stable boy. He was Belshazzar, was her father. He was the last king of Bava. And Achashverosh used to work in the stables. First, the Medrash says they weren't horse stables. They were actually girl stables. In other words, the stable for his harem. That's what it says in the Medrash. So that she was telling him, you're still involved in the same stuff, aren't you? Later on, he certainly had his problems. So, Abba Lekabel Alfa Chamrashati, my father in front of thousands of people would drink wine. At that party, Velo Rav, he didn't get shikr for a moment. And you idiot, Ishtati Bechamre. How could you ever say such a thing? So now already she's asserting herself. This is the way you treat your only legitimacy. And that, again, that's why we know that it must be that her entire vision was ripped away. Because the only reason a person wants to lower themselves in that fashion is because they're pritzusa. They need it. They want it. So it must be that something happened to take away her drive. She didn't want it. Once she didn't want it, she saw herself from the outside. The whole thing is disgusting. So then she turned on him. But there's no other explanation for her turning. Even if she didn't go, if she still wanted to go, because what did she turn on him like this? Made him make up an excuse. You know? So it must be that something twisted over here. Miyad v'chamato ba'arabo. That's why he was really angry. Vayomer ha-melech l'chachamim. Who are the chachamim? Oh, is it the Rabbona? The Jewish chachamim? Yodei ha'itim? Why they called Yodei ha'itim? Sheyodim la'aber shanim l'gbo ha'chadashim? So listen, I mean, everybody knew, even in those days, you have to have Jewish advisors. He had Jewish advisors. And Nebuchadnezzar already had taken Jewish advisors. So obviously, the first people that he calls in are the chachamim. So he asks them, what do I do? So they said to themselves, Omalu Dainua. Listen, you guys decide what to do with her. Dainua. Omrus, they said to each other, what do we do now? I mean, namely, Katla, if we tell her, or tell him to cut off her head, I mean, Lamacher Posik Lechamre, by the time he gets sober tomorrow, you understand who's gonna be blamed. Boy, Laminan. On the other hand, Neimale, should we say Shafka? You know, forget about it. So come Mizalzal of the Malchuta. I mean, Lamaisa to Zilzal in the Malchus, and he's going to see it that way, and we'll get blamed for that also. Omrulo, so they decided to squeeze out of it, and they told him, Miyom Shacharav Beit HaMikdash Regilinu Me'artzei Nitlaitzei Mitzami Menu. Look, from the time of the Churban Beit HaMikdash, we no longer have any deep insights as we used to. Ve'inonu Yodim Ladim Dinei Fasho. You could, I mean, we're not just telling you this. It's the halakha. It's true. We're even back in our own country. We're not allowed to be dandin in a fashion anymore. We're not in our own place. And this is a capital case. And we're prohibited even from dealing with it. Zilagabi Amonu Moab. You know what? Go to the Chachomim of Amonu Moab, the Yatvi Beduktayo Kecharma, the Yatvi Vadudaye. Go to them. They've been sitting in the same place forever, like wine that's been sitting on its own lease and absorbing a taste. But time on, really. They weren't just kidding around. I mean, this is a pasuk. Dichtiv, it says, Sha'anan Moab minu urav, v'shoketu el shimarav. Exactly this language. That Moab is calm and collected, sitting there on its own lees. V'lo hurak mikli al keli, hasn't been poured out from one vessel into another. Ubagola lo halach, never had to deal with exile. Al kena matamud damud bo v'recholonama. Because of that, it still has its taste and its smell. So they were saying basically what the pasuk said. Miyad, which is why the next pasuk, instead of saying the chachamim, it now says v'hakarov elav kashenashi tzad masat hashiish omer Levi kol pasuk zal shub karbanot dema. Basically, at that moment, the Malachi Asharis were already being maskir the schus of the karbonas, that it's time to take revenge on Vashti, and that it's time to be makriv now, be makariv Esther, that it should be an opportunity to get Malchus, the Malchus of Yisrael, back at the shape. And they started pointing out to Kadosh Baruch Hu the various karbonas, and they said, Karshina. Can't you read that as Karim b'nei shana? Karshina? So did these idiots over here, Klumik Rilu Fanecha, Karim b'nei shana, Kederach Shigribu Yisrael Fanecha, Sheitar. Sheitar, Shtei Torim? So did they ever bring Klum, Higrilu Fanecha, Shtei Torim, the way we have Karbanas, Shtei Torim? Admata? Klum Banu Lefanecha Mizbeach Adama? They never built a Mizbeach for you. Tarshish? Did they ever use the big kuna to do your aveda? The ktibu tarshish sham veyashpe in the avonim of the big kuna. Meres klum mirsu bedam lefanecha. Did they ever stir the dam so that it wouldn't be nikrash when the kohen gadol was doing other aveda? Did they mix now the ingredients of the menachas? Mimulchan, klumechinu shulchan lefanecha. Did they ever prepare now the shulchan? This, of course, was the Shabbos year. I don't know those years. Nobody here. There was the kishulchan hamulchan laachilah. Shulchan aruch. Was connected mimulchan. Vayomer mimulchan. Now mimulchan actually is haman. He's all prepared for getting wiped out. So we call him Mimuchan. This is a setup from the beginning. Says Rav Kahana, but this teaches you that the idiot always is the first one to have a great eitzer. If you take a look at the list of the Sarim, he is the very last one. And all of a sudden, he's the one that pops up with a solution. It's always that way. If you have a bunch of people, it sort of goes in the order of intelligence. The first one that's got a response is the idiot. So it's exactly what happened over here. And what is his brilliant idea? The truth is, it was absolutely brilliant. And Mimuchan's idea was one of the most brilliant ideas in history, because there was no way out of this thing. Whatever you would do would be horrific. If you let her get away with it, it's like a Chachamim say. I mean, he's the laughing stock of the world. If he's going after his wife, he's the laughing stock of the world, but he's going to go after, he's going to kill his wife because she opened his mouth. I mean, come on. What are you supposed to do? Comes along Mimuchan, and he turns it into, I forgot. You remember this guy in the last election said the biggest problem that we have is that show on TV. What was it called? It was ruining. No.
That was Dan Quayle.
The Quayle. That killed Quayle. That was it. Quayle came up with this idea that our biggest problem.
She was a single mom on the show.
Yeah. And it's destroying the morals of the whole country, which completely. I mean, he was a laughing stock that ruined his election bid. But this is what Mimuchan did. He said, look, there's only one way to deal with this. We have to turn it into something that has nothing to do with you. It's nothing to do with you. Obviously, to you, it's nothing. It's a silly thing, a little bit. But this is a question of morality for the whole country. This is all that we need. Liot Kali Sorer Viveto, and so on and so forth. Was it Molly Brown? What is it?
Murphy Brown.
I don't know what it is, but I heard about it. Hey, you wouldn't know your feet. This is for Americans.
Molly Brown was unsinkable.
And so he said, Liot Kali Sorer Viveto. Now, obviously, when he gets up and he says this, everybody's sort of giggling into their sleeve. But there's nothing you can do, because either they're going to go along with it, and then it's going to work, or they're going to get themselves probably killed in the shootout. So they go along with it. But meanwhile, what he does is he actually goes on national TV with this, which was really bad. And he starts talking about the moral crisis of our country in which women are acting up. And of course, This didn't exactly make them look too intelligent, but that was the whole point. Says the Gemara, stop it already, go away. So the story is that this moment is what saved the Jewish people. Because Ilmalei Igrot HaRishonot, if they hadn't gone on TV with this nonsense and made laughing stocks out of themselves, so then when the letters went out that everybody should be ready for the fight against the Jews and so on, they would have immediately started acting on it. They would have taken it seriously. But with a bunch of clowns in the government, they didn't take anything seriously. So the letters came out. They said, who knows what this means, what they're going to do, who's going to influence them. There's no way to know. So they waited. Because they waited, he was able to send out that second set of letters to explain that what I really meant was that it should be ready for the Jews to destroy you. Okay. So, but if it wouldn't have been for those first letters, Lo Nishtayim Yisraelim Shei Yisrael started to apologize. But nothing left to the Jewish people. Amre, people said to themselves, what kind of craziness is this? My eye is shattered lung. What is this? Everybody gets a letter in his mailbox. V'yot kol ish sorer b'veito. Boy, this guy's got real problems. Pshita, I mean, I should hope so. Afilu karcha b'veite parzash chalavi. I mean, every man's home is his castle, isn't it? So what's the difference who he is? I mean, maybe he's only a weaver, but he's certainly the head of his household. And if the king's got to let us this, know this, we've got a real problem in a king. V'yafked ha-melech pikidim. And so the king appoints now officers to find all of the pretty girls.
Obviously, the Gemara is viewing what Haman did as
You're comparing now the same mice of someone who's smart and cunning, and somebody's a fool. The fool spreads out his stupidity. The truth is, there were two people in history that looked for pretty girls. One of them is David HaMelech, who was looking for the most beautiful girl in the country. The other one was Lahavdil. But the way that they went about it was, to say the least, a study in contrast. So by the case of David, it says, Vayomer lo avadav, yivakshu l'adoni ha-melech na'ara betula. Let's go around here discreetly looking for a particular na'ara betula. Obviously, command David Barta Aitiniala. I mean, anybody who had a daughter that he thought maybe is roy to be now the king's consort, I mean, immediately brought her to the palace. My daughter is he goes ahead and he's got to appoint police officers that are sitting there running after all the girls. Why? Because they want to gather together all of the beautiful women. Now he's going to try them out. Then he's going to decide which one he wants. I mean, obviously, whoever had a daughter, first thing he does is he goes for a Swiss vacation for a couple of months. So this guy cools off. So because of that, it's over there. I mean, anybody but a daughter, hit out. Ish Yudi, Ayabishushan Abira. And then it calls him an Ish Yemini. And it goes through a whole yichus of this guy. Is he Shmo Mordechai, Ben Yoir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yemini? I mean, what are we trying to do over here? Bring his yichus all the way back to Adam Arishon. I mean, what are we, so many generations? Just tell me his name. So, first of all, I mean, it must be, if it was just Liyichus HaKa'asi, so if we actually are trying to trace his entire lineage back to where he comes from in Klal Yisrael. So then go ahead and continue. So don't just say Ish Yemini. If it's Ish Yemini, meaning he comes from Binyamin, so you could have said that just by saying Shmo Mordechai Ben Yoir, Ish Yemini. If you want to tell me the details, so then tell me the details. Go all the way back to Binyamin. Why did you stop in the Ben Kish? Why at Kish? Ela Maishnahani. Why then do we read Dafka these names, Yoir, Shimi, and Kish? Well, Tana Kulan al Shmo Nikra. Actually, these three names are Mordechai's personal names because they were reflected in his life. He was called Ben Yair because he was a Ben Sheheir Eneim Shel Yisrael Betfilato. And then he was called Ben Shimi, who was the Ben Sheshama El Tefilato. And he was called Ben Kish, which means to knock on the door. So because he was Mekish al Sharei Rachamim, he knocked on the doors and they opened for him. Now, obviously, first you knock on the doors, and then God hears your prayers, and then your mayor, Enam, with your prayers. But that's the point. The first generation was the prayer knocking generation. Ben Kish. That was three generations. First you knock on the door. So that's the great grandfather, right? Then God opens the doors. Okay, that's the grandfather. Then your mayor. That's the father. Okay, so that all adds up perfectly in that order.
Mordechai's entire population.
So far. So, on the other hand, there's another problem. I mean, you call them Ish Yehudi, and then you call them Ish Yemini. Which one is it? I mean, Korla Yehudi Alma B'Yehudi Ka'at. Korla Yemini Alma B'Binyamin Ka'at. Omer Reb Nachman, well, Mordechai Muchtar B'Nimuso Haya. Actually, Mordechai was the Muchtar. Muchtar has got a lot of various different names and reputations. And so, too, he went around in different elements of the Milas of Yisrael. So Yehudi is a beautiful name. Mukhtar is essentially an adi. It's like a decoration. And there's things to be said for one and for the other. And so there's no question as to his contradiction. Omar Rabba Bar Bachana, Rabbi Shimon Levi, no, no. He actually, I mean, look, in the context, it's clearly talking about his genealogy, in which case it has to be seriously talking about not names, but Binyamin and Yehuda. We'll have to say that Aviv Binyamin, so that he was an Ish Yehudi, but, and he was also an Ish, what did I say? I meant Ish Yemini. And his mother was from Yehuda, so that he was an Ish Yehudi. But when we talk about who's his father and grandfather and so on, there we have to trace it back to Binyamin. Rabbanan Amre, the Rabbanan say, actually, this represents the two great families in Yisrael that had survived, Yehuda and Binyamin, and they were midgarotzo bezo. They would fight each other for taking the credit from Mordechai. So the Mishpachat Yehuda would say, look, it's anagorim de mityalid Mordechai, you've got to give me the credit for Mordechai's birth. Because, and now we have a whole different insight into the Shimi and Kish and so on, because Shimi is an awfully interesting name to have as a great grandfather, since that's the guy who cursed of it, right? Shimi ben Gera. So why are we relating him to Shimi? Because that's the point. David HaMelech could have killed Shimi. If he would have killed Shimi, there wouldn't have been a Mordechai. But because of his special acceptance of that Kulala, he never did kill Shimi, did he? So because of that, Mordechai was born. So you all owe it all to us. It's our tolerance, basically, of Binyamin in the Malchus. Whereas Binyamin said, okay, I mean, that's true, but Mishpacha Binyamin Amra, but nonetheless, I mean, the genes are our genes. So Minoi Ka'at. So therefore, we actually credit both families. Rava Amar, Rava says, on the contrary, we blame both families. Because Knesset Yisrael is saying like this, Ish Yehudi, the guy's insane. Ru'uma sali Yehudi, umashi lein liyimini. It's all because of a man from Yehuda, and all because of a man from Binyamin that I got into so much trouble. Because, look, if David had killed Shimei in the first place, we could have done without this madman who was getting all world angry at us, and then we wouldn't have had the need for a Purim. So, if it wouldn't be David, I mean, the low katli David l'Shimei, because of that, Yalid b'nei Mordechai. So therefore, Mordechai is born, and he's the guy that got Haman all upset. The nickname Beba Haman. And look at what it is that we can blame Binyamin for. Umashi lemli yemini. If Shaul had only killed Agag the way he was supposed to, we wouldn't have had Haman. So both of these guys, both characters in this little play who got us into so much trouble, Mordechai on the one hand, and Haman on the other hand, the two Ishes are all to be blamed on the people who didn't do what they should have done and gotten rid of them before they were born. And that's really the Pshat Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Liolam B'Binyamin Kasi V'amai Kari LeYehudi Al Shem Shekafar B'Avodah Zarah. Shekola Kofer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Yehudi is a name for a religious statement. Someone who's Kofer and Avodah Zarah is called a Yehudi. And like it says, Iti Guvrin Yehudain. So it talks about over here the men from Yehudi. And now he's trying to explain to the king why we should get rid of them. Because these Yehudain, they refuse, let's sell them to Hava, that beautiful gold statue, they refuse to bow. What does that have to do with Yehudain? Now that's the point. It's referring to this weird philosophy that they have. These monotheist mishagoyim is what it means. And they refuse to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So that's the way that we use the word. And of course, Mordechai was an insane monotheist. He was the guy that made so much trouble. I mean, because Haman made himself into an Avodah Zarah, you know, he's carrying around an Avodah Zarah on his neck. So therefore you don't, come on, man. So many chumras. So okay, so because of that we call him the Yehudayim. Dorash Rav Nachman Baruch Chista. My Detziv Koamar Hashem LeMishicho LeKoresh. Asher Echzak Mi Elachim. Koresh Mashiach Haya. Elohim Alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMashiach. Kobel Ani Elacha Al Koresh. Ani Amati Hu Yivnet Beti. Vikibetz Go Yutai. Vuhu Amar. Whoever wants to go can go. Chel paras vaday apartamim uftim l'malchei madai uparas amarava. Obviously, it's nuyat ubadari. Iminan malchim minachim efrachim minachim malchim minan efrachim. Zaharato et osher kivod malchuto omer v'yasib rebechanina yosib rebechanina malamik shalov ashbik dekuna kivok yikar tifaret gedulato uchtivatam lechavod ulatifaret ובמלאת הימים האלה, רב שמו, חד אמר מלך פיקח היה, וחד אמר מלך טיפש היה. מה יום המלך פיקח היה? שפיר עבד. First he was קורב רכיקה ברשע. נמתיה, whatever, מי כבקי אפלי, וחולים הדבוי מפייסלו. וזמן יום הטיפש היה, יבואי לו לקרובי בני מיתי הברשע. דימור לבי הנך, את ליסט, אבי כמי בהיבד. שאלו תלמידיו את רבשים הבר יוחאי, מפי מה נתחב לסנים של ישראל שבאותו הדור קליה? אמר להם, אמרו אתם, אמר להם, לפני שנינו מסעודתו של אותו רשע, אמר להם, אם כן, שבשושן יהרגו, שבכל העולם כולו אל יהרגו. אמר לו, אמור אתה? אמר להם, מפני שהשתחוו לצלם. אמרו לו, וכי מעשו פנים יש בדבר. אמר להם, הם לא עשו אלה לפנים, אף הקדוש ברוך הוא לא עשה עם הם אלה לפנים. והיינו דכתיב, כי לא אינה מליבו. By the way, you'll notice that this is the first time that we have an excuse to view the Purim of Shushan as being a different Purim than everywhere else. Remember, we're trying to figure out where does the idea of a Shushan Purim come from, because it's not the concept of the Mukafas. It's just accidentally related to Mukafas, right? There's a new idea of Shushan Purim, but here it appears that there was a different Gezerah on Bnei Shushan also, for a completely different Siva, besides the Gezerah from the time of Nebuchadnezzar. בחצר גינה, עד ביתן המלך, רב שמואל אחד אמר, הרואי לחצר לחצר, הרואי לגינה לגינה, הרואי לביתן לביתן, אחד אמר, השיבן בחצר לא החזיקתן, בגינה ולא החזיקתן, עד שהכניסן לביתן והחזיקתן, בבתית התנה, הושיבן בחצר ופתח להם שני פתחים, אחד לגינה ואחד לביתן, חור כפס אתכי, לדמי חור, רב אמר חורי חורי, ושמואל אמר, מילת לבנה הצילה לא של חיוור, קרפס, אמר רבי יסמר חנין, קוראים של פסים. על גלילי כסף, עמודי שש, מיטות, צהב וכסף. תניא רבי יהודה אומר, הראוי לכסף, לכסף, הראוי לזהב, לזהב. אמר לו רבי נחמיה, אני אתן אתה מכיר קינה בסעודה. אלא אם של כסף, רק להם של זהב. פעד ושש, אמר רבי, אבנים שמתחלטות הבא עליהם. וכן הוא אומר, אבני נזר מתנוססות על אדמתו. ודר וסוחר את רב אומר דרי דרי שמול אומר אבן טובה יש בקרחי ים ודרה שלה הושיבה באמצע סעודה ומהירה להם כצהריים דבר רבי שמול טענה שקורא דרור לכל בעלי סחורה והשקט בכלי זהב וכלים מכלים שונים משונים מבו אליהם אומר רב היוצת הבת גוברנו עליהם משונים כל ומפני כלים ואתם שונים בהם ויהי מלכות רב, אומר רב, למה משקול איך ואיך ולשקול יין שגדול ממנו בשנים. ושניה אחדות, מה הקדות? אומר רב חנה משום רבי מאיר, כדת של תורה. מה הדת של תורה? אכילה מרובה משתייה? אף שדתו של תורה שאכילה מרובה משתייה. אינו נס, אומר רב לזום, למה משקול איך ואיך ולשקול מיין מדינתו? לעשות כרצון, איש ואיש, אמר רבה, לעשות כרצון מרדכי והמן, מרדכי דכתיב איש יהודי, המן לכתיב איש צער ואויב גם אשתי המלכה עשתה שתי נשים בית המלכות בית הנשים מבוא אליי אמר רב שניים לדבר עבר נתקרנו היינו לנו אינשי איהו בקרי ואיתתי בבציני ביום השביעי כתוב לב המלך ביין אותו הנש לבוא תבלי בגחם לו אמר רב יום השביעי שבת היה שישראל אוכלין ושותין. So what do they do? Matchilim b'divrei Torah b'divrei Tishbachos. Avalai v'kechavim sh'ochlim v'shotim ein matchilim b'divrei Tiflus. V'chein b'sudah sh'shoy tzar rosha. Alolo amru madiyot not. V'alolo amru parsiyot not. Omar l'mag ha'shver sh'kli sh'ani mishtamish bo. Einu lo madiy v'lo parsi ala kasni rtzot chibrota. Omar lo hinu bavad sh'te aruma. Sh'bemidah sh'adam odeid ba'moridim lo. מלמד שהייתה ושתי הרשעה מביאה בנות ישראל מפשיטן הרומות ועושה בהן מלאכה בשבת והיינו תכתיב אחר הדברים האלה כשוב חמת המלאכה חשבי ראש זכר את ושתי ואת אשר עשתה ואת אשר נגזר עליה כשם שעשתה כך נגזר עליה ותמאין המלאכה ושתי ויכתיב וואי פריצת ההר וגם ממש עם הדבר עבר נתקבנו וואי אין שישועה Amr Rabbi Yezir Baruch Hanim, Alamit Shepor Chabot Sarad. Vimatini Tatani. Bo Gabriel Vyasal HaZanav. Vaitzof HaMelech Me'od. Amai Dalkavei Kulei Hai. Omar Rav HaShokhalei. You bara urira de abba. Abba le kobel alfa chamra shati velo rovi. Vuhu gavri shtati bechamre. Miyad bechamato bara. Vayomra melech lachachamim. Man chachamim? Rabbanon. Yodei haitim shiadim le aber shanim le kvar chadashim. Omar lo dainu ali omro echi nabi. Neime le kata le mocha pasik le kamre. Yubo ilo minon. Neime le shafka. Kamizaz le malchuta. Omru lo, look, there's nothing we can do. Miyom shor beit ha-migdash. Kedir me'atzinu. Nitla etza mimenu ve אנו יודעים לדון דיני נפשות. זיל לגבי אמן המועד, יש בבדוך. תאו, כחמה דיוטי ודודאי, ותאימו אמרו לי, דכתיב, שענן מועד מנעוריו, ושוקטו אל שמריו, ולא הוא רק מכלי הכלי, ובהגולה לא הלך, וכן עמד תעמו בו, וריחו לא נאמר, מיד והקרוב אליו, כשנה שתאר מתת, השיש אמר בליבי, כל פסוק זה על שום קורבנות נאמר, קרשן אמר מלאכי שרד נקרש ברוך ובן של עולם, כלום יקריא לפניך קוראים בני שנה, כדאי שיקריא וישרוא לפניך, שיתק ותקריא לבן שתי תורים, עד מתק ומבנו לפניך מזבח אדמה, תרשיש כלום שימשו לפניך בלי תיקון הכתיב, תרשיש שם וישפה, מרס כלום מירצו בדם לפניך, מרסנה כלום מירצו במנוחת לפניך, ממוכן כלום הכינו שולחן לפניך, ויאמר ממוכן, תנא ממוכן זה המן, למה נקרא שבו ממוכן שמוכן לפורענות, אומר רב כהנא מכאן שהדיוט קופץ בראש, להיות כל איש שורר בביתו, אמר רבי, ומולה יגרות הראשונות, לא נשתר מסרים שישרור שריד ופליט. אמרי, מה הייתה שורר לו? להיות כל איש שורר בביתו, לגעי זה ערב זמן. פשיטה, אפילו כך בבית פרדש כלהבי. ויפקד, המלך פקידים, אמר רבי, מה הייתה כתיב כל הרום יעשה בדעת? וכסי לפרוצי ולד. כל הרום יעשה בדעת זה דוד, כתיב אמר לו, אבא דוד יבקשו לאדוני המלך, נערה בתולה. And כל מה דוד לברת, of course, הייתי נראה לו. ואז כסיל יפרוסי ולד, זה אחר שווירוס, ואבקד המלך פקידים, כל מה דאבי לברת, איתם רמיני. איש יהודי היה בשושן הבירה, and it goes through his names, מרדכי בן יואל, בן שמעי בן קיש, איש ימיני, מה קורה? אילי יחוסי קאטי, סדן גו, אין בי מיאקס, אמר בן יומן. אלא מה ישנה הנתלס? כולן על שמו נקרו, בן יואל, בן שרנים שישרו בתפילתו, בן שמעי, בן ששמע אל תפילתו, בן קיש, שהקיש על שערי רחמים ונפתחו לו. קורא ליהודה עמם מיהודה קראתי וקורא לימיני עמם בבניומן קראתי. אמר נחם מורחם מוכתר בנימוסו היה. אומר רבא ברברכנו אמר רבי ישר בן לוי אביב בבנימין ואימו מיהודה. רבונן אמר משפחות מתקרות זו בזו. משפחת יהודה אומרת אנא גורם דמתיאלית מורחת לא קטלי דוד לשימי. לשמי בן גירו, משפחה בניומן אמרה מינוי קהתי. רוב אמר, כנסת ישראל אמרה, הם דווקא להידך גיסה, they were complaining. ראו מה עשה ליהודי ומה שילם לימיני. מה עשה ליהודי? דלא קט לדוד לשמי, דדיאל עיני מורחי, ומקנה בעמד. ומה שילם לימיני, דלא קט לשאול להגג, דדיאל עיני עמד, ומצער לישראל. רבי יוחנן אמר לי, אלוהים בניומן קהתי, ומה קורה ליהודי? השם שכפר בעבודה זרה, שכל הכופר בעבודה זרה, נקרא יהודי, כדכתיב איתי גוברון יהודאין, and it says, לאלוהך, לא פלחים, אצלם לדהבה, לא סגדים, so that they don't worship your gods.